Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. The eighth value that we have is honor. I'm actually going to merge the eighth and ninth values because they're not that long. But I would say honor and loyalty. Honor, loyalty, being a man of your word, a man or woman of your word. This is a thing that we have a high regard for. We get very irritated by people who can't keep their words, can't keep their promises. You will find maybe it's at its worst when people get married. Honor and loyalty, these are actually team values, especially warrior values. These things also tie back to our great original value, number one, the truth. Our honor and loyalty is not as strong as it should be. It is a small remnant of what it was. One thing you've got to understand about a warrior value is that an army cannot function in a situation where the team, the army being a team, where the team cannot trust each other. You must understand that a warrior value is a situation where you are dealing with enemies. Enemies who are trying to kill you, enemies who are trying to mess you up, people are trying to deceive you, they're trying to lead you into your death. When you're facing an enemy, the enemy is doing all kinds of harmful things to you, overt and covert, seen and unseen. And in this situation, they are acting as a group, but you as a warrior are part of your own group, your army. So your army has to go and meet an enemy army. But in doing so, in going through that process, you have got to function in an area where there's a lot of danger and deception. So if you are in an army, you have to be able to trust your leaders, you have to trust your fellow soldiers. You can't defend yourself against everything. So there's somebody defending you on the left, somebody defending you on the right, somebody at the top looking out for you, somebody else giving information. You've got to have a team that functions based on trust. You cannot fight as an army if you don't trust each other. If you don't have a trust value, you cannot fight. And so the warrior values of honor, loyalty, and just being able to function on your word, because you can't be in a battle and say, oh, you know, are you giving me an order? You know, let's fill out a form and go through an application process while the bullets are flying. You can't do that. So when you're dealing with honor and loyalty, it's a very quick thing. It's like somebody comes and talks to you and says to you, listen, do that. Or somebody says, watch out for that, or this is happening, and so on. It's verbal and it's fast. And there's no time to test anything. So you've got to function in a situation where your word is good enough. Your commander arrives and he gives you an order and you go off and you do it. You come back to your commander, you tell him something, he accepts what you say, and he goes and acts based on what you've said. You've got a much faster system, and the system requires accuracy. And the only way that you can get this is among people that can be trusted as a team. And so loyalty, honor, accuracy, being a man of your word, this is all warrior stuff. And if you can't function with that kind of value, then you can't function as a team. But the moment that you can function on a value as simple as being a man of your word, it opens up all kinds of opportunities. It allows whites to function in ways that others cannot function. So honor, loyalty, a man of your word, it's a warrior value, it's a survival value, it's a useful value, it's a powerful value. We have it. We still have it quite a lot, but it's a remnant of what it was. And we get very annoyed by people who can't keep their word. We get very annoyed by people who are disloyal. Your word is your bond, that kind of thing. Very important stuff. Related to this is value number nine, self-sacrifice. This is a warrior value, but it's a warrior value transformed into civilizational terms where somebody is willing to go out and kill or die for you. It's a noble value. We take these values in the past and we regard them as noble values. Again, this is also part of our formal nature in that self-sacrifice means you go out, you risk your life for the benefit of the group. You might come back minus an arm or a leg or in a coffin, but you did it for others. You weren't going to gain money or personal benefits from it. The best that you could hope for was that your fellows would slap you on the back, shake your arm. If you're really lucky, you might have got a medal. But other than that, you go out and you face physical harm. You even may be injured. You might even die. You might even die in a terrible way. But you've done it for others. Self-sacrifice. Also, an honor type of value. Also, part of our warrior structure, important value. So we have a lot of that. Police are a perfect example of self-sacrifice. Police and military. Police, military, intelligence. This is where self-sacrifice is at work. They go and they face dangers and they do it for higher ideals. So things like honor, loyalty, man of your word, self-sacrifice, warrior values, old warrior values. And we like these things. We look up to people who do it. Look at those firefighters who in 9/11 went into buildings and were killed. They died while trying to save people's lives. Medical people. So it's related to the warrior world. Sometimes with self-sacrifice, it's the medic who runs out to try and grab the guy who's been injured and save his life. And the enemy is shooting at the medic, and the medic's trying to save one of our guys. That's the self-sacrifice part. Doctors, nurses. Nice qualities, team qualities, qualities that make us function as a nice team. And also, look at the enemy, look at other races. How does this work for other races? You will find that things like honor, man of your word, that's not a black value. Those are not black values. Being a man of your word might be a Jewish value inside the Jewish group. Even then, it's not always a firm one. Definitely not a value of Jews to non-Jews. So a man of your word, they're not, that's in-group value for them, but not an out-group value. They are openly allowed to lie to Goyim. They've got that prayer that they say, that prayer that absolves them from telling lies in the year ahead. Total rubbish, Definitely honor, loyalty, these are not Jewish values. They might be Jewish values inside the Jewish group, but definitely not to outside the Jewish group. They are not values for blacks. Blacks might have them in very, very tiny amounts, but definitely not. Sacrifice. Self-sacrifice also requires courage, by the way. It requires courage. It means that you've got to go and face danger when you don't have to. You're not facing danger for your benefit. You're facing danger for the benefit of others. Self-sacrifice, white value, definitely not a Jewish value. Jews are cowards. They are among the greatest cowards. Blacks, also, lots of cowardice there. Self-sacrifice, not a black value. So honor, loyalty, man of your word, self-sacrifice, blah, 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 warrior values, not to be found among Jews, not to be found among blacks. Very much white values. Some of these values you will find among Japanese. High warrior culture, Japanese warrior values. Warrior values are team defensive values. They are team sticking together. And we've got remnants of them. We need to zing up some of these values. The self-sacrifice portion may be higher developed as a result of Christianity. I might give Christianity some points on self-sacrifice. Christianity might have helped us to be more into self-sacrifice. But don't underestimate the pagans. Pagans had firm warrior values. Courage, things like courage and that kind of thing, and dying for your cause, big time. Pagans were big into it. They didn't muck around. They went and they faced tremendous dangers. Tremendous dangers. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.